Thanks for calling. Wait, I can't do it. Never mind. What does he say?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for even calling.
Even when he calls you.
Yeah, even when he
ooh.
Now, Fatty, what are you doing there? Oh, shut up there. What's the name of the person?
Poodle McNoodle.
Oh, shut up, Poodle McNoodle. I don't know, Fatty. I don't know. What are you doing?
We're isolating, like, all half of our audience right now. Anyone who doesn't listen to Big Fatty is like, what is he?
He and Poodle McNoodle should do an episode of Catching Up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, Fatty, what are you doing there? Oh, shut up there. What's the name of the person?
Big Fatty, what does he mean? What's the name of the person?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one and a pissed off poodle. Big Fatty! And this is episode 1462. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of September, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
Little so big, Fatty, I'm just too upset for you to tell it.
Hello, Packers, Big Fatty, I would guess that's vulgar unless you're talking about going to Vegas.
Hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, the time is upon us. The time is upon us.
And Big Fatty, before we go any further, I would like to address that Mr. Joe Patance from the Joe Patance Show. Yeah, how does he not know what my name is?
You'll just have to ask him when you get out there to Lost Wages. So, Joe Patance, you are on Poodle's shit list.
Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Joe Patance, you are on Poodle.
Big Fatty.
So, and y'all, evidently, Joe Patance, he is evidently coming by wagon train.
Big
the City of Angels. Y'all, it's probably one of the closest cities to Lost Wages, and he's going to be one of the last ones to arrive.
Big Fatty, it's probably best now that he's got me. Oh, just mad as a snake.
But anyway, y'all, you know, I was listening to yesterday's little show, and y'all, I said that we were going to have voice letters. Y'all, I never played the first voice yesterday, so anyway, we're going to have some of those today. But y'all, before we get into that, there was something in the newspaper, and you know, Big Fatty loves to read, especially to that Hat M, y'all, who, by the way, was cooking some cone on the cob, and y'all, as Dr. E. Pluribus Stone, who y'all evidently has diplomatic immunity now. You know, this Mother Nature's GPS system. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, there was something in the paper over the weekend. It says the tooth fairy inflation price nears $4 for a tooth. Days of finding a quarter under your pillow are long gone. The tooth fairy no longer leaves loose change. Kids this year are getting an average of $3.70 per lost tooth. That's a 23% jump over last year's rate of $3 a tooth, according to a newly released results of a 3,000-person July phone survey by the payment processor Visa Incorporated. That's a 42% spike from the $2.60 per tooth that the Tooth Fairy gave in 2011. Now, y'all, oh my gosh, y'all, I got a quarter. I got a quarter when I lost a tooth and put it under my pillow. But y'all, first of all, I cannot believe that Visa did a survey of 3,000 households. Asking how much the Tooth Fairy paid out.
Big Fatty would just... Yes!
Tooth
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, yesterday we were over here and we saw that Peter G spotted Big Fatty at his lemonade stand. Big Fatty, I still think that's vulgar. Y'all, that Eric out there in the Seattles, he has spotted Big Fatty, and he's getting ready for his Vegas debut. Y'all, Big Fatty looks fabulous in feathers. Fabulous, Big Fatty, that really does look lovely, and your fupa doesn't show at all. Y'all, then, that turnip head, y'all, you know the turnip head, he's on that Live It Up little show. He has spotted Big Fatty. It says Big Fatty does have his glamour moments. Look out, bitches. And y'all, Big Fatty is sitting there on the side of the ocean, and it's just lovely. And y'all, then, y'all, it's been more than a week since this is posted, but y'all, it says thanks to Eric and the Seattles and Turnip Head for spotting Big Fatty for his 900th time. Y'all, I can't believe there's been 900 pictures at spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty, there better be more in Vegas.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I was calling with the coupon update, because I've discovered that if I just call your show, your little show, then I can hear myself at least, and it's better than 20 minutes of nattering. So we, and by we, that is not the royal we, I mean myself and the Buns and Guns, I don't think he has a sound effect, we're just at the Kohl's because he's got a new job interview, and God knows we need to get him a good job. And he was looking for the Mark Anthony suit, but in fact, that's what he bought after we tried on 555 suits. And so, shockingly, I'm sorry, that's the Buns and the Guns texting me. He's behind me in the car. We're going to the gym, the gymnatorium. He bought the suit, and it was on sale, and he got the cold cash. So total, he saved $310. So just thought I'd share. You're fat. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that... Oh. Y'all, that is old Vader, he and the Buns, y'all, by the way, the Buns and the Guns is quite a looker. Quite a looker is all I gotta say, and he and the Buns and the Guns, y'all, that's pretty good for good savings over there at the Kohl's, and he got the Kohl's cash. Y'all, he didn't know, the Buns and the Guns didn't know what the Kohl's cash was. A poor thing, bless his heart, Big Fatty, that's trademarked.
Hello.
Bacon.
I just realized that you had 1,800 calls, and seriously, if it wasn't for me, you'd still be in the 200 or 300s. Where's the drum music where it goes ba-cha-ding or whatever it is? Anyway, the other thing I was going to say is just a notice to the people or whatever. I did have the, privilege of accompanying the fat one to a buffet in the Washingtons, and I did witness he flosses after he eats. He drinks Metamucil with hotel tap water out of a hotel glass. Not only does he rinse, drink it, he actually puts in another cup full of water and swirls it around, and then he drinks the remnants or remains or whatever it is that's left in the glass. Residue? I don't know. I guess residue would be what would be there the next day. Well, anyway, either way. I think he's just such a, you know, big drinker that his body would probably have a hangover if he didn't drink. Is that true or not? Or I'm just kidding. I really don't know exactly how much you consume. I mean, is it normal for a person to drink 4 boxes of wine in a week? Maybe.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course that's Miss Bacon. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And y'all, there's probably a little truth to her statement that, you know, we just Timmy Sims with the 1800th caller last week, and y'all probably Miss Bacon's right that if she didn't call, it would probably be between 200 and 300 callers. But as far as drinking, and she's exactly right also that Big Fatty does take the fiber and likes to floss after every meal. So, you know, I do not apologize for this. And she's also probably, you know, as far as answering the question about drinking lots of wine, Miss Bacon, I'm just going to suggest that in a couple of days you just ask that Moose P, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, calling in ahead of our big trip to Lost Wages, and just wanting to say how much I am looking forward to seeing you and so many others that all I've ever seen is a picture, heard your voice. It's just going to be great actually, you know, being there in the same room with so many of you, and really super looking forward to this. Hopefully this message gets to you before you fly out. It hasn't felt real yet, and I guess it won't really until I actually am there. But again, just really looking forward to it. And thanks so much, by the way, for all the words of encouragement as I struggled with whether or not this was going to happen. So I owe you a big old hug when I see you, and hopefully that doesn't put you to sleep, like I'm sure is probably happening about right now. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Big Fatty, did you fall asleep? David, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's been ages since we heard from you. And y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy is indeed going to be out there in the Lost Wages. And David, we're just delighted. You know, we had a few folks that were you know, they were not sure they were going to be able to make it or not. But David, I think everybody that was hoping to get well. I know a couple of people had to cancel, but David is going to be there, and it's just going to be lovely to see you. And Big Fatty, he's going to give you a hug too. But Big Fatty, I've just got one question. You know, Miss Bacon just called, and she usually calls back. Is she not? Is she okay? Oh, she's fine.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Fart. It's Bacon. Poodle. Hello.
Hi.
Four more sleeps. Somebody's calling me while I'm calling you. Just calling to see if you're getting nervous for Lost Wages. And, I'm listening to Faye. And, he is like, 1 minute dogging out a car and a driver for not using a blinker, and then dogging out a bicyclist for using hand signals to inform him of his turn or whatever. But anyway, that Bay, I just love him.
Oh. Yeah. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling back. It's just, yes, Big Fatty, it's just not like her to call just one time. Miss Bacon, you bring up a good point, and David also brought it up in his voice letter. And y'all, I just want to touch base on a couple of little things about Lost Wages, and I'm not going to play the music or anything, but y'all. And I've heard this on other little shows, specifically the Game Night guys. I was listening to Brian and Curtis, and, you know, they're saying, you know, this stuff is not free, but we're not charging anything for folks to come to Vegas, and we're doing it all on donations. And y'all, if you can help out, there's a donate link over at pride48.com, and for every $5 that you give... Oh, y'all, that is the Italian spaghetti. You get an entry into the raffle. And y'all, we've got some really nice prizes over there on the raffle. You can go over to pride48.com and click Vegas and then click raffle, and the prizes are listed there, and y'all, the list just grows all the time. But I want to basically talk about for the rest of the little show today is, y'all, I want to talk about the folks that are not going to be in the Lost Wages, because it's very important, especially to Big Fatty and to the suits and skirts, and to many others as well, that everyone feel a part of all of this. And y'all, you have to be an active participant. If you're in Vegas, that's a little bit easier, but you can have a very good experience and have a good time by tuning in. You can listen through the website, or the Pride 48 station is carried on the TuneIn Radio, and that's an app for your smartphone. You can go over there and get that, and that works off of the Wi-Fi, and it works off of your cell service also. So you're not limited to just listening on the Wi-Fi if you use the TuneIn app. And but the other thing is to join the chat room. Y'all, we're going to have the chat room broadcast or projected up on the big screens in the broadcast studio. And y'all, we will interact with the chat room as much as we possibly can. But folks will be watching it for us and letting us know what's going on, because we're in the middle of doing a little show also. And anyway, interact with other folks in the chat room and with the little shows as well. There's about between 90 and 95 people gonna be out there. There may be a few more. That's a small number compared to the number of folks that listen to all the little shows. So we're doing it for everybody. We're not doing it for just those that are in Lost Wages. And it's very important that you take an active part in it and become interested in what's going on, and y'all, you'll have a good time, I can promise you. And we've tried to design it so that we build in a few little breaks here and there, and it's not gonna keep you up till all hours of the night or anything like that if you're listening from your home or wherever. So consider being an integral part and joining in the chat room and all like that. Now, y'all, I'm gonna finish out today's little show because, y'all, I got an e-letter from my domestic straight boyfriend. You know that's Phil out there in the Oregon. Y'all, about a year ago, he lost his wife. She passed away, and y'all, it's been a difficult year for him. But y'all, he sent me, and y'all, it's the strangest thing. I was thinking about him just the other day, because I hadn't heard from him in a while, and y'all, he's on his wife's birthday was just recent, and he had a feeling. Almost like his wife was tapping him on the shoulder and says, "Phil, get on with your life." And y'all, I think this is marvelous. And he's run across an old friend that he knew 35 years ago. And Phil, I'm just happy for you, and I wish you the best. And it's okay to to just move along and make life is for the living. So there you go. Big Fatty, that's profound. You know, the turnip head sent me something. It says, "You have to stay in shape. My mother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's now 97, and we've got no idea where she is." Big Fatty, maybe she's in Lost Wages. It could be. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And Poodle, are you feeling better now?
Yes, Big Fatty, I think that I'm fine. Those words by Joe Batance hurt, but I don't think he'll ever say them again. No.
Now, Fatty, what are you doing there? Oh, shut up there. What's the name of the person?
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm going into a downward spiral.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.